Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
This is dedicated to Black women everywhere.
For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com and also formerly SalaamJournal.com and SalaamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, I'd like to say unto you all, As-salamu alaykum, and welcome to another edition of the most powerful platform and show for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth. This is your platform. This is the black platform for black liberation, black empowerment, black education. This is the Star Crescent Report. And our show today, it deviates a little bit from the show that we had planned for today. We were going to do part two of the show that was stopped last week. But what we're going to do, because events are unfolding so fast, we're going to go into this show, The Panic is On. Economic and geopolitical black swans are everywhere, and we'll try to add some of this stuff in from the last show. So this will still be a continuation, but we're going to go more into the economic part and try to show you the connections with what is going on in North Korea, what is going on the Korean Peninsula, what is going on in Asia, what is going on with the buildup for war in the Middle East, and what's going on in the buildup for war in Europe. So many things are unfolding so fast that if we don't get a clear head, if we don't look at these things clearly, we can make a misstep or we can miscommunicate in a time that has become so critical and so crucial for your survival that it can cost you your life or the lives of your loved ones. And we don't want to make these missteps. We want to be on time and in step with God, the prophets, the apostles, and the messengers, especially the last messenger of God, okay? Because this is the second self of God. So, I was watching an interview from, I forget this guy's name, but he was giving an interview about the situation, and he was panicking so bad. And he was talking about, man, look, no matter what they do now, we're on borrowed time. And I'm just listening to this devil. And he said, we're on borrowed time. They won't tell you this, but we're on borrowed time. There's no hope for the Western world. And I just, as the interview went over, I just started rewinding it and just listening to this devil. I said, now listen to this. Now, when we tell you these things, we get accused of being racist. When we tell you these things, oh, that Elijah Muhammad don't know what he's talking about. And this guy was saying almost verbatim what Elijah Muhammad had foretold about the situation and how at the end of America and how at the end of the fall of the white man's world, all of these events will start taking place and it will intensify. And you won't see one business closed. You'll see several businesses closed. I'm talking about major outlets. You'll see America under pressure within her own borders with the threat of civil insurrection and war within her own borders. And you'll see America going from one fire to another fire internationally. And to these fires sparks wars. And she would be preoccupied with so many wars. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, this is because God would use the outlying nations to weaken America's stranglehold over you and to bring her to her knees. And we're looking at these things now. And so this devil, I forget what the interview is called. And I ran across this interview by mistake. I was just checking out news. And in this, he was saying that everybody from the West to the East knows that America and Europe are on borrowed time. They can no longer force the situation at hand because everything is out of their hands with their money printing and with their wars of colonialism trying to reassert their dominance in Africa and in the Middle East, which we are now seeing today. They have even bankrupted themselves that much more. And at any time when the East pulls the cards, the collapse will intensify at breakneck speed. This is something. To hear these people admit these things that we've been saying on the air for 8 years. To hear these people admit these things that Elijah Muhammad had said in the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, 60s, and 70s. To hear them admit these things, you got to just step back for a minute, whether you are a religious person or not, whether you are a spiritual person or not. Like Muhammad says, put what he said on a scale of facts and weigh them, right? And if they go for nothing, then ignore him. But if they weigh with the weight of God, I think you better take a second look. Is that not right? When you're doing your mathematical calculations or when you're doing your scientific studies, they tell you to try to come to a logical conclusion, something that can be proven, right? Why won't you do that when it concerns what's going on in the world? Why won't you do that when it concerns your life? You know why? Because you don't like Elijah Muhammad. It is a shame because that's where your salvation lies. That's where your life is at. And what I'm asking the people who are not Elijah Muhammad fanatics, who are not Elijah Muhammad lovers, weigh his words. Go back and do a thorough and in-depth study of what he said. And look at what is going on in the world. Remember the Bible says, when the people says, God was talking to the people, and he was saying, in the last days I'll raise up one like unto thee, Moses. And Moses and his people said, well, how will we know that this person in the last days will be like you, bagged by you or raised up by you? And God, he said, if this man speaking or the prophet speaking of this word does not come to pass, then know that he did that. He said that. But if what he says come to pass, know that I am with them and I have raised up that one, right? Is that not correct? Is that not in the Bible? So all one has to do now is put the words that he spoke on a scale of world events today, these scales of facts. And whether it's economics or war, whether it's science or health or theology, go and weigh these things, right? And see whether or not this man is right. The panic is on. Economic and geopolitical black swans are everywhere. So we go to something in there. I looked this up. I want to be very precise about this. A black swan, we need to understand what a black swan is, first of all. According to Investopedia, a black swan is, a black swan is an event or occurrence that deviates beyond what is normally expected of a situation and is extremely difficult to predict. The term was popularized by Nassim Nicholas Taleb, a finance professor, writer, and former Wall Street trader. Black swan events are typically random and unexpected and devastating. So now look, when we're looking at these things, I want you to understand these events are devastating because they're unpredictable, right? Well, if you do it, they are predictable. It's just people who are not endowed with God's wisdom think they're unpredictable. But we've been telling you what to expect on the air for 8 years. And behind the scenes, we've been telling you even longer than that. But it comes as a shock and a surprise to those who have been integrated into the system because they have been blinded by greed, arrogance, and hubris. And so now, only because these events have got out of their control and out of their hands, are they saying that they were unforeseeable, unpredictable, and unexpected. But if you throw a rock in the water, you may not be able to physically see the rock land, if you throw it a long distance. And you might not even be able to see the waves that are created by the rock hitting the water. But science tells you that if you throw it in there, it will create waves and disrupt the water, right? Well, if a system is built on greed, racism, a lavish lust, and an uncontrollable, an insatiable desire to control and conquer all, then it should tell you what the blowback effect of that is. If you are willing to lie, deceive, kill, murder, and rob people, then there's an effect at the end of that. Is that not right? And anyone with common sense would see the effect long before the events take place. Right? So if Wall Street and the government and London's Stock Exchange and the people sitting in King Downing Street also, if they are as wise as they are, they say they are, excuse me, and they have put these policies in action, not just in their countries, black man and black woman, but around the globe and have done it for centuries. Common sense tells us that there's a law of cause and effect. And in this law of cause and effect, according to science, any action brings about an equal or greater reaction, right? This is not right. Talk back to me. So if you have robbed and stolen and deceived people, destroyed them through war and division and occupied their territories, and then called them the foreign invaders, and you've done this for centuries, just because you changed the terms of things, and just because you live in an occupied land, does not give you the right to say it's yours. Sooner or later, science, sooner or later, nature will blow back. You are not the exception to the rules of or the laws of science and physics. You are not that. But America and the white man and his white world believe so. I can go in Australia and kill millions of Aboriginal people and occupy their land for a couple hundred years. And it's our land. There's no go back. I can go into Africa and ravage Africa, steal all the resources, divide the people, right? Make them think that they're monkeys and out of the jungle. And after that, I'll set up a system where I'm going to suck the land dry. And if anyone bucks up against me, I'll justify it through our international forums and go in there and bomb the hell out of them. Just because you have been able to do that for a while does not mean that that will go on in perpetuity. Because there was a law behind the scene that was set up in the creation of the heaven and the earth. And this law of justice must be fed to each and everyone. Therefore, it demands an effect after the cause. Is that not right? So if you've conquered and murdered, how did America come about? Let's do these things because this has everything to do with economics. This has everything to do with the situation geopolitically. How did America come about? Through robbing and stealing and lying. And then they'll put it in the history books that somebody discovered America. How the hell can you discover something that wasn't lost? If you say out of your own mouth that when you got here, there were civilizations that preceded you. And then you ask the question, well, what happened to the civilization? And then your writings say that we murdered them, we robbed them, we just outright slaughtered them. Now, you got away with that for so long. But the law of cause and effect, according to the Bible and according to science, means that you have now sowed seeds of destruction on the children of yours. Well, we didn't have anything to do with it. Well, the people who were slaughtered didn't have anything to do with your greed, but that did not stop you from slaughtering them. Okay? So you have put an anvil of justice over the head of your seed. And now all of these things are blowing back. The corruption in the system, the greed is at such a level that it is bringing about its own destruction. This is why I think, let me get this fall of America. Oh, here we are. This is why, and this chapter is also in Message to the Black Man. So certain chapters in Fall of America are in Message to the Black Man. Muhammad was trying to emphasize something to you. This is why he put certain chapters in both books. Some of you didn't understand that. You'll say, well, I read that was in Message to the Black Man. You didn't understand why he put these in both books. He was trying to convey something of the greatest magnitude to you. So let's go to 169, please. 168, excuse me. I believe it is. 168. And in here, the chapter is titled, The House Doomed to Fall. The House Doomed to Fall. So it's already been decreed that the house is going to fall. But why must the house fall? Muhammad writes, we cannot deny the fact. Now, he's talking about facts. He's not talking about beliefs. He's not talking about a religion. He's not talking about what you think or what you want. He's talking about dealing with facts. And so this is what we are today. We are going to deal with facts. And back up what we're saying, okay? We cannot deny the fact that the Christian West is responsible for this universal corruption in the land and sea. Stop right there. Why is North Korea building up a military? It's because of the aggression of the West. Is that not right? The so-called Christian West. Is that not right? Why is China building up her military might? It's because of the aggression and the arrogance of what? The Christian West. Why is Africa trying to break free of the grip of their former colonial powers? It's because they know that they have been sucked and bled dry and will continue to be the host body until they die. If they allow this succubus to continue to latch on to them. Why is South America rising up? It's because America and the West and their color revolutions. Is this not right? Come on, brothers and sisters, let's deal with these things. Because we got to see why the West is panicking. We've got to see why these economic plights are hitting everywhere. Why there are geopolitical black swans wheresoever you look. We have to deal with the facts, the root of the matter. Okay? So he says, we cannot deny the fact that the Christian West is responsible for this universal, not just hemispheric, not just state to state or country to country, but this universal corruption in the land and sea. They have occupied nations and continue to occupy nations. Think about this, the narrative in the news. They say, well, America's deploying more troops to Syria. Okay? Now, they tell the whole world, Israel has the right to defend her sovereignty. So you're telling me Syria doesn't have the right to defend her sovereignty against your invading forces? First, you invaded her with terrorists and mercenaries. And now you openly invade her with warplanes and troops. And you are occupying territory and military bases in Syria. Is this not an outright invasion? Is this not in contravention to international law? Huh? But law doesn't matter when it comes to America and the West, unless it is in their favor. So this is corruption. This is the universal corruption in the land and on the sea that you see going on. So there's a buildup for war on the land. There's a buildup for war on the sea. America sends nuclear submarines, right? Nuclear armada of three, count them, three carrier groups to the Korean Peninsula. It says North Korea is provocative. Do you see any North Korean submarines or aircraft carrier fleets off the coast of California or off the eastern coast or in the Gulf of Mexico? Who is the provocative? The provocateur. This is what Muhammad says, that he's a liar. And he will make right seems wrong and up seem down and down seem up. He's a deceiver from his very core in nature and will turn the situation around and make you believe that your defense of your own family is aggression against him. You see, so this is how you understand this. This stuff is very clear to those who are endowed with the wisdom of God. So first he says, we cannot deny the fact that the Christian West, why did he specify the Christian West? Why didn't he just say the West? Because the Western world claims to be the proponents and defenders of Christianity. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that Christianity is a white man's religion, made for the sole purpose of enslaving non-white people. We see that around the world. Now, he says, now look, some of you Christians get mad, but listen closely. But he says, true Christians, listen to this good, so he makes a distinction here from a true Christian and those who have made a religion and stuck the name Christianity on there. He says, we are the true Christians, talking about Muhammad and his followers. We are crystallized into the body of the Christ, the Jesus Christ, who has come in the person of Master Farad Muhammad. He says, we are the true Christians, but to distinguish ourselves from that false religion of the white man called Christianity, we say that we are Muslims. Ones who have submitted themselves to the will of God. You see this? So we break this stuff down so that, and we sweep up as we go so that no one gets a misunderstanding of the teachings, okay? Y'all follow with your brother a little bit, okay? Let's go a little further. So he says, from the same corruption that their own hands have wrought will come their doom. All right? So what is happening in the stock market? The manipulation is great. What is happening in the precious metal markets? The manipulation is great. What is happening in the monetary markets? The manipulation is great. Right? Why? Because of the corruption. And now the blowback is astronomical and America sees China and Russia leading the way to exit the dollar. Therefore, to get at Russia and China, she stokes tensions in Ukraine and in the Balkans with Russia. And then notice the people that she's been bombing has been clients of Russia. Libya, Yemen, Somalia, Syria. This is no accident. You understand me? Now, to get at China, she stokes tension in the South China Sea, and when that's not enough, she goes to her bread and butter, the provocative North Korean regime. When she don't like you, when she tries to delegitimize you, your government, you're no longer a government of the people. She calls you a regime. Isn't that what she did to Gaddafi? The regime of the tyrant Gaddafi, as though she is blood free. The regime of the tyrant dictator Assad, the regime of the madman Kim Jong-un of North Korea. There's no more bloodier nation, no more bloodier regime, no more evil and corrupt of nation or regime than the American regime. She's blood-soaked. You can believe that. So, with her force of arms and her threats no longer able to cow nations like Korea and even a small nation like Syria, which Syria is bigger than North Korea anyhow, but this is sending a message around the globe. And America knows that she has to keep this smoke and mirror up so that more nations doesn't stand up to her and more nations don't openly head for the exits economically. So she's in a catch-22. She knows the more she bombs, the more she alienates. But if she doesn't bomb, the people stand up quicker and exit for the dollar, which means the system implodes quicker. So she's doing everything that she can to maintain the empire. But her markets have reached an inflection point, and her economy is quickly stalling out and dying. And she's going back to her bread and butter, which is what? Provocations for war. Is that not right? And she is so insane that she is in a position now that she says, I'm going to rule, or I'm going to kill everybody else. Matter of fact, yes, and fault. I'll save you as a rabbit. Let me grab that book real quick while we're talking. I think it's in chapter, it's between chapter 18 and 22. Let's see. Since we're talking on this. Here we are, 21, chapter 21. Okay? This shows you the mindset of the people. And this shows, and I can go to any book of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad right off the top of the head, wherever God leads me, that's where I'm going to go, okay? So, the chapter is titled, chapter 21, Black and White Worlds Near Showdown. Now, why did he say that in chapter 21? What century are we in? Huh? This 21st century, are we not? Excuse me. And in his book titled, Our Savior Has Arrived, in the chapter 21, the title of it is called Black and White Worlds Near a Showdown. So when you look to Asia, and you look to South America, and you look to Africa, and you look to Central Asia, you see what? The black and white worlds near what? A showdown militarily and economically. Is that not right? Talk back to your brother, 347-989-0855. 347-989-0855. Why didn't he put this chapter? That's chapter 20. Why did he specifically label it chapter 21? Because this is the time of the judgment. This is the time of the end of them as a power. And what must take place is war. What must take place is economic collapse to egg on the war. What must take place is justice in the time of judgment. So he writes, due to the presence of Allah in person. So now we see that the root of this is the presence of Allah in person. Not the spirit of Allah, because we've had the spirit of Allah all the while with us. But now Allah has come and manifested himself in the person of one Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praises are due forever. And his aims, listen to this, and purposes to take over his own, it brings us hourly to a showdown of who shall rule the nations of the earth. So his purpose and aims are what? To take over his own. What is his own? Everything that you can see and cannot see. If he's God, surely he owns everything, right? And he had linked it out to a ruler that was not worthy of ruling. So he's come back in person to reestablish domination and dominance over the world and over the universe. Is this not right? So now we see two gods on the scene, the one of righteousness and one of evil. And if you don't believe what I'm saying, all you have to do is look at the trail that the West have left. It is a crooked trail of death, destruction. As a matter of fact, Ingdahl says it best, and I'm just paraphrasing what he says. And what is her name? Dorothy Fardan. Everywhere that the Caucasian, now these are white people. Everywhere that the Caucasian have gone, they have left a crooked trail of dissatisfaction, division, war, bloodshed, materialism, and death. All right? Boy, that's a hell of a trail to leave, isn't it? So we know which ones are the gods of evil. Is that not right? Y'all walk with your boy a little bit. So after that, he says, the present world, and then in parentheticals or parentheses, he writes white people. The present world, white people, have had their time and have gone over their time to rule. This is America. She has had domination in the 20th century. Her dollar at the Bretton Woods Agreement was established to be the dollar, the trade reserve, the currency reserve for the entire world. And as the world looked for America to be fiscally responsible, she showed that she was imprudent and that she was greedy and she was corrupt. This is not right. So, we are looking at a thing wherein we see that America is being exposed. Her dollar is being exposed. So we see a great, great outcry from the nations who are saying, how can you impose inflation on us? See, this is what the dollar does. America exports inflation with her dollar. As long as the dollar is the currency reserve of the world, when she prints it, ad nauseum, I should say, she exports the inflation to other nations, and now nations say, we're tired of that. We're going to start selling off these reserves because we're tired of you sanctioning us openly and privately. Okay? So Muhammad says, the present world, white people, have had their time and have gone over their time to rule. And then he says, nevertheless, they still want to rule or destroy the idea of someone else ruling as shown by their preparations made for the total destruction of the human family of the earth. Stop right there. What did Trump say after assuming office? And what did Obama say before leaving office? We want to build up our nuclear forces so great that no one will challenge our nuclear primacy. Is that not right? Right? And what is she doing? Threatening nuclear war in Europe. What is she doing? Threatening nuclear war in Asia. What is she doing? Threatening the destruction of entire nations and governments in Africa and South America to maintain her rule and her dollar hegemony over all. Is that not right? If it's not right, you can slap me. Okay? But you know what I'm saying is absolutely 100% correct. So he says, they boast that they can destroy the present total population of our earth 30 times over again and again. Is that not what Trump says? We want to have enough nuclear arms that we can destroy the earth 10 and 20 and 30 times over and have enough for any aggressor afterwards. Is that not right? I'm just talking to you. So she's implementing a so-called nuclear shield, a anti-ballistic missile shield, so because she wants to strike at everybody, but she doesn't want you to strike back at her. And this is why she's trying to sanction Iran. She can have 15,000 nuclear weapons, but Iran can't have one. She can have 10 or 15,000 nuclear weapons, but she's scared that North Korea may have 20. Why? Because she knows the time, and she knows that she's done these countries wrong, and she's scared. Notice she only allows her allies or nations that have already gotten it, which is out of her control. Anybody else? She is threatening to go to war to prevent them from getting what she has. Is that not right? That's the mind of a sociopath. That's the mind of someone who is absolutely psychotic and are in love with themselves, and they are inebriated or drunk on power and force of power. All right? So, 404, I see your hands up. I'll get to your please keep your hand up before I get to you shortly, okay? I'm going to play about one or two clips, but let me address this, and I will get your hand, all right? So Muhammad says, they boast that they can destroy the present total population of our earth 30 times over again and then again. Then he says, we know that they will not be able to destroy it one time. But why? Why? They got 15,000 nuclear weapons, 10,000 nuclear weapons. Why won't they destroy it? Because Muhammad is telling you about a hand of power behind the scenes that is all powerful, right? And Allah will not allow them to destroy the earth. The earth didn't sin against God. It was them. Therefore, God goes after them, right? So he says, but they are preparing to do so should they be given the chance. This is very hard for you to listen to or accept from a man who stands at your door telling you that he is prepared to destroy you again and again and blast you out of your own house. Is that not right? Everything that I'm saying to you, you can go Google this stuff and see whether or not I'm telling you the truth or not. I'm not embellishing anything. I'm not making anything up. I might not be going hard enough, because this is what is out there. This is what they're saying. This is what they're doing. And the reason why they're doing it is because the economies are failing. And as Jack Ma says, one of the richest men in the world and one of the richest men in China and the owner of Alibaba, the largest company in the world, Jack Ma says he sees nothing but pain coming, nothing but war and pain coming. This is what he says. You can go, I believe it's on RT.com. You can go read the article over there. Or you, I think we have it on the Hines 1555 blog. You can go read it over there. He says he sees nothing ahead but pain and war. When trade fails, war will follow. This is what he said. A billionaire man making billions sees what we're talking about, right? The markets are pointing towards America reaching her inflection point. It's pointing towards the dollar reaching an inflection point. It's pointing toward the Western economies reaching an inflection point. Let me refresh your memory what inflection point is. Remember, we did shows on this. As a matter of fact, I think we have one called Inflection Point. And we were talking about this, and now they're using these terms all the time. As a matter of fact, Dave of the X22 Report just did a show. Now, we did three or four shows, and he's talking about the same thing we talked about a year or 2 years ago when the lights go out. Go look at the X22 Report, and you'll see it. So somebody's listening. But listen, the Inflection Point. A point on a curve that separates an arc concave upward from one concave downward and vice versa. So now you're seeing the truth separates from the falsehood. And what you're seeing in between this vacuum here is forcing down these lies, forcing down the deception to their doom. And the only thing that prevails is truth in a time where God is present. So we're seeing the inflection point of the market. Is that not right? Let's see what Bill Holter has to say about the market and the inflection point here.
Last week, gold market killing it. They're trying to kill it, but they didn't do much damage. I mean, they dumped a lot of gold on the market on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at least.
Right. It was 3 days in a row. On Tuesday, they dumped 3 billion. 22,000 contracts, that's about $3 billion. It knocked the price of gold down about $8 or $10. And I made a comment early that day as it looked like gold was holding and starting to creep higher. It held at that $10 down low, and it actually closed up $5 or $6 for the day. So there was actually a $15 rally after they dumped $3 billion worth of paper. Then they took another swing at it on Wednesday. They got very little traction on that. It was $3 or $4 was the damage on that. And then they took another swing on Thursday. On Thursday. I don't know what the actual volume is or was on that, but you can see the volume spike. And these were very concentrated sells. In other words, on Tuesday, I think it was over a 10 or 15 minute time period. On Wednesday, it was over just a couple of minutes. It was a very, very concentrated sale. And that $3 billion on Tuesday and the $3 billion on Wednesday, you add those two together, and that's 7 or 8% of global production. So,
totally fraudulent.
Yes, it's totally fraudulent because there's no gold behind it. They're selling paper. But the point being, these were a couple of big swings that they got absolutely no traction out of at all. So gold is acting differently. It's above the 200-week moving average. The number 1291 is the downtrend line that goes back to 2011. So it's 5 or 6 years been in place, and we've ticked it a few times, and it really looks like this time it's going to happen. This is the gold market is at an inflection point, the silver market, the stock markets, there are inflection points everywhere, and the dollar is definitely
so you hear him talking about inflection point. Now, one thing about us, when we hear something from another brother or sister, especially if we don't want to give them credit, we'll go and we'll take a little bit and we'll run with it. And I see that on Facebook a lot. You see people talking about gold. You see them talking about silver. You see them talking about the situation over. Let me say this to you all, brothers and sisters. I don't mind you taking this stuff and going over there, but you should be man or woman enough to say, you know what, I heard that from Rashid, or I heard that on the Star and Crescent Reporter, or I read that on the Hines 1555 blog. Instead, you know what you'll do? You'll go get a devil credit. And you're supposed to be so-called Muslim. You see, you feel, this is why we have to have this judgment. This is why there must be a burning fire, spiritually as well as physically, to purge this germ, this brown germ out of us, because we still have this devil embedded in us from slavery time. So this man, Mr. Bill Holter, talks about inflection points are everywhere, right? He's talking about one concave is separating from the other one, right? And one is being pushed down while the other one is rising. Is that not right? So he says the whole thing is fraudulent. Muhammad says that the whole thing was kept back by what? Fraud and deceit. Is that not right? Are those not his words about this system, about this world? So according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, the word fraudulent means marked by, based on, or done by the use of dishonest methods to acquire something of value, hoping to get millions from the insurance company or what have you. Given to or marked by cheating and deception. So, we hear Bill Holter, and we just heard the Merriam-Webster's dictionary, and all of them give weight to what Elijah Muhammad and how Elijah Muhammad described the system. Is that not right? And what we were to see in the coming of the fall of America. Right? Isn't it beautiful to be a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, to see these things as clear as we're seeing them now? All praise is due to Allah for the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. It's a very beautiful time. So let me go to this next clip, and then I'll go to the 4-4 right after I explain what this next clip about. This is a short clip. It's about the whole system, about the panic that is on, and how the dollar is definitely dying. This is a short clip. All right? But listen to what he says, and then I'm going to elaborate on that a little bit. Pay close attention, because sometimes when we hear it, we really don't hear it. So pay close attention to this, if they allow.
Starting to look weak.
Hey, you called this a panic that you talked on JS Mindset, that there's
right.
A panic. It's panic on the powers that be end. Explain what you mean by this attack on gold, silver, whatever, as being a quote-unquote panic.
Right. Well, you have to understand that that gold is the direct competitor versus the dollar. The other currencies in the world, yes, they compete with the dollar, but gold, the dollar is the reserve currency, and it supplanted gold back in 1971, or you could go back to 1933. But in any case, gold and the dollar are direct competitors, arch enemies, whatever you want to call it. The best way to make the dollar look good is to make gold look bad. And that's what all these naked sales of contracts to suppress the price. That's the purpose of it. And to see on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, three big sales back to back to back, it shows that the captains of the dollar are panicking, because the dollar is looking toppy. The dollar has been taking, it definitely looks like it's rolling over, and it's been taking some fairly sizable downside drops intraday.
And what we're seeing on that is there's a quiet, massive move out of the dollar by large dollar holders like China and South Korea and other nations. They're quietly selling off dollar assets through private companies so as not to alert the entire world that they're moving away from the dollar quick as possible. It's something. I heard Jim Willett talk about that. And they're talking about how they're trying to minimize their losses, because if they allow the world to know that they're moving out as quick as they are, then they can, especially the ones who hold trillions in U.S. debt, it could cause a stampede and they would lose out a lot of what they have invested. So they're trying to do it through these fraudulent companies that they set up to sell off assets that they've bought. So when you're looking at China, they may say China holds $3 trillion U.S. debt. That's what they held. But they're not telling you that every month China is selling off $30 billion openly, and then these companies are selling off billions monthly, and then they're selling off a lot of the debt through the through the Hong Kong market and buying gold. So on paper, $3 trillion. But in reality, it is far from that. The nations are trying to get away from themselves because they see an imminent fall and collapse and decline of the American dollar, which means a collapse in American power. As a matter of fact, one of the Russian insiders talked about how China and Russia were going to go against this dollar, and how they said that they have a way to bring America to a knee, and that's to go after the dollar. And once Russia and China, and I'm paraphrasing, once Russia and China completely rid themselves of the dollar, this means the collapse of the American economy, but more so it means the collapse of American power, as I've been telling you this, because she can no longer fund her escapades around the world. She would no longer be able to just spend billions in overruns on weapon systems that don't work while millions are starving and millions need financial aid and millions need help. The government finds it a national security priority to build weapons when a national security priority should be the health and the well-being of the people whom you claim that you want to protect. The panic is on, he said. And we're looking at economic and geopolitical black swans everywhere. So to get to this, and then we'll go to the full form. The word panic, we need to understand what that means. All right? So, excuse me. We'll get to this in just a second. I want to get to something. And excuse me, brothers, because I'm picking up the theology of time while I'm talking to you. Now, according to the thesaurus from Merriam-Webster's dictionary, the word panic means the emotion expressed in the presence or threat of danger. The sudden sight of a grizzly bear filled the hiker with panic. It gives you an example. So what we're looking at is an excitement, a feeling of excitement, or threat or danger coming. So Mr. Holter explains it very good. He says that they see something and they are panicking because they see the dollar days are numb. So Muhammad writes, let's go to theology of time, I believe. I'm trying to get my theology of time together. So we're talking about this dollar. So Muhammad writes on page 114. This is your day and my day. The white man doesn't have nothing in this day but death. We can be proud if we want to just because we may have a few dollars, which is dying a natural death. The stock market tells you what your money's doing. It's dying, right? Didn't Mr. Holter just tell you the same thing? If I'm not mistaken, didn't Mr. Holter just relay that to you? Huh? So Muhammad talks about you so-called Negroes in this system. He says, I begged you in 1970 to loan me your money and that I would pay you 10 cents on the dollar. But you think your great God, the devil, has plenty of money And he put these in parentheses. I will give it to him and let him pay me interest on it. Then he says, pretty soon, he won't be getting any himself, nor you. There will come a time. I want you to remember that I'm not done to the time to it, that he will come out making you to believe that he has a great future. God will fool him like that to get you like he did all the other great strong people that he destroyed. He gave them a little break before their actual death. So, some of you are talking about, oh, the economy will rebound. I was looking at a professor. What is that black professor name? He's a very, very well-respected black professor. He travels around. I'm going to think of his name. Boyd, I believe it is. Boyd, I believe that's his name. And he did a little video, and he was talking about the situation with the dollar in the stock market. And he was talking about history has proven that every time the stock market crashes, there's a great rebound here and there, and I just shook my head. Even with all of that education, that world education, he still can't see that America's on her way out. And talking about black injustice by the hands of their oppressors, and with all of this knowledge of history about how they have treated us and all this firsthand knowledge of how they continue to treat you, you still don't get the gist of these things, of why these things are happening, and what is the purpose for this. America's on her way out. God is going to remove her. He is in the process of removing America, the strongest pillar of the building. Then the whole entire house of white supremacy is being condemned. Let me go over to the 404 real quick. 404, you're on the Star and Crescent Report with your cyberspace family. I say unto you, assalamu alaikum. 404. Might have been a mistake. We'll come back to this, which is good. That'll allow me to finish on the line that I'm going on. I want, brothers and sisters, with this said, and you hear people like great investors like Bill Holter and all of these other people telling you that, man, we're panicking, the dollar's dying, the people behind the scenes see it. Now, these people have connections. They have insight to these things. And those of you who think that you have a future here, you know what I just read about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, you keep going and give your money to the white man thinking he's going to give it back to you. It's going to come a day when he ain't going to have it. And neither will you. And look what's happening in Chicago. And this is a microcosm of what is happening around America. I'm not just talking about the violence. I believe the other day 50 people were shot, 11 were killed. This is like an every week occurrence. But I'm talking about the economic situation there. That they're telling the people and they're preparing the people that all those years that you worked, don't expect a pension. We're bankrupt. We're insolvent. All that money you put into that, think, well, when I retire, when I'm 20 or 30 years into this profession, I'm going to live like a fat cat. I'm going to vacation. I'm going to do everything. I'll have about $6,000 or $8,000 a month in retirement. The devil is telling you that I spent your money. You can't do nothing about it. I'm just letting you know when you're thinking that you're going to get this, you're not going to get nothing. And those of you who are receiving something now, guess what's getting ready to happen? I'm going to cut you short, too. I got to cut half of what you get. And this is the microcosm of what's going on in America. She's been hit. She's being hit within her borders. She's been hit on the outside of her borders. Because God intends to bring her to her knees in abject poverty, as the scriptures teaches us, in the prodigal son, right? And Lazarus. How they robbed and deprived Lazarus. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that Lazarus is a sign of you, black man and black woman. How we were deprived of living in luxury. So God struck out after the so-called rich man and put him in the same position that he put Lazarus in. This is what's going on in America. And this is why you see the panic is on. And economic and geopolitical black swans are everywhere. So let's go a little further into this and let's listen to what Mr. Bill Holter has to say about the system and how it will blow up. This is 4 minutes. Pay close attention.
The other thing is that, you know, you have long said that, you know, when this thing goes, when this candle gets lit, when this bottle rocket goes off, I mean, it's going to go off fast. I mean, And if you
right.
take a look at some of the, I mean, we're headed, got, well, who knows what carriers we have going to the Korean Peninsula. It's, you know, we do, we don't, you know, whatever. We got a couple, apparently, or maybe three, which they're not going to go there for a fishing trip. You know, they're not going to all pull up there and get their rods and reels out and zing. Hey, man, hope we catch something. I mean, they're not going to do that. Syria is a mess. We have their president wants a border wall, period, the end. And they're threatening a government shutdown on a couple
right.
of different levels. You know, Marine Le Pen could end up being the president of France. And all this stuff is happening just in the upcoming week. You got to be looking at this if you're
sure.
look at the gold market, and you and Jim are, you know, have your own podcasts and your own discussions on what are you guys thinking? What's your thought process here? Because that's what a lot of people want to know. What are you and Jim, and you really, because you're the guy sitting here, but Jim Sinclair, please, any thoughts from him would be good too.
Well, you're absolutely right. There are so many potential detonators out there. And I've long said, and Jim has long said, that because of the derivatives outstanding today, once something blows up, the whole system blows up within 48 hours. The globe will spin twice, and basically markets will close. So it really amazes me that there are so many potential fire events out there, yet there's zero concern. And I do want to correct one thing, Greg. You mentioned that there's three carrier groups headed toward Korea. Supposedly one was going to be there in the next day or two. That was the Carl Vinson. And it turns out they're not even close to Korea. They are actually headed south and into the or toward the Indian Ocean. So, you know, whether that was subterfuge or what, that's not going to be part of whatever happens if something happens with Korea.
Well, Korea is also threatening last week a massive, super huge, whatever you want to call Kim Jong unstable. He is threatening a massive strike. Does he have one of his submarines off the coast of off the East Coast? Does he have a couple of his submarines off the West Coast? Is he going to fire on Silicon Valley, L.A.? You know, I don't know. Seattle, I don't know. We could sink one of those subs just as a preemptive. You got one of your subs too close to our territory, and I don't know if they launch from the submarine, and I'm sure they have the capability of doing so. They say they have nuclear capabilities. Could we knock that down before it does major, major damage? I mean, give me your thoughts on that.
Well, nobody knows. My thoughts on that, and along with everything else, is you're going to wake up one morning and something somewhere will have already happened. And at that point, it'll be too late for you to do anything. In other words, you're going to wake up one morning and find out there was a dogfight between a MiG and U.S. fighters, or a sub was sunk, or a big bank becomes insolvent. Who knows what it's going to be or where it's going to come from? There's just too many of them. The point being, it's here and now. There's it's a dry barn, and they're flicking matches all over the world. So my point being, you're going to wake up in the morning and it will have already happened. And at that point, what do you do?
Well, he's telling you that this thing, by the time you recognize what's happening, it would already have happened. He's telling you that something of the greatest magnitude, as a matter of fact, he said, America is going around the world just flicking fires, just flicking them. This is what we've been telling you, right? She's desperate, and she is doing whatever she can think of to try to maintain her sway over the nation of the earth. And she, especially in Asia, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad described it. Where is it? I just had our Savior has arrived. Oh, here it is. I think it's chapter 16. Yeah, let's go to chapter 16. Our Savior has arrived. All right, chapter 16. Now, why did he put this in chapter 16? And not 17 or 15? Remember that the trouble broke out in Asia in 2016. America started really pushing it with China over that South China Sea thing, and really started stoking. You can go Google this stuff. She really started stoking the flames of division and war in 2016. I want you to listen to something. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, the day of resurrection of the dead so-called Negroes has arrived. They have lived overtime in bondage to the white Christians. The white Christians will not accept Islam. This is why they are doing everything they can to demonize Islam. They arm these people, the terrorists all over the world. As a matter of fact, Vladimir Putin has it better than anybody. I have a video. You can Google it. Go to our search engine on the Hiram's 1555 blog. And in there, and it's translated English. And Vladimir Putin is addressing this very thing. And he says, and I can get the number wrong, but I'm close to it. He says 95 to 98% of all terrorist attacks are done by or under the control of the U.S. CIA. Now, if this is the case, then who the hell is the real terrorist? Is it the Islamic terrorist or the Christian terrorist? Huh? People masquerading as Islamic terrorists, screaming Allahu Akbar for effect, and getting paid in dollars, and being trained by people like Zbigniew Brzezinski, or Donald Rumsfeld, or Cheney, and yet you saying Islam is violent. But if we want to look at the violence that's going over there, what color are them people? Huh? The ones you see and blowing up stuff, suicide bombing, look at the color of these people. Why? Because they're up in arms because they see a world going out, their world. And a new world is coming in. And even those in Islam are fighting against this new world. Look at Arabia. Look at Jordan. All of them are conspiring with the enemies of Islam. Why? Because they see a new Islam coming in, and this new Islam is not under Arab domination. This new Islam reverts back to the Aboriginal people because it is the very nature and core of our being to be submissive to our own creator. And this will permeate across the entire spectrum of man. They know this, and it is causing a panic. So Muhammad writes, they have lived in overtime in bondage to the white Christians. The white Christians will not accept Islam, for Islam is a religion of truth, freedom, justice, and equality. And remember this, before I go any further on my point, as I'm speaking, I have to bring this in. One of the main proponents of Islam is not accepted by the Christian West, the capitalistic West. It's because the West is a society that is a vampire society, and if they loan out money, they will expect X amount of money on top of that. In Islam, you can't do that. You cannot lend out money at the expense of other people for the sake of making great profits and indebting people for life. And this is something that is against capitalism and colonialism. So this goes to the very crux of why they are trying their best to demonize and destroy this. All right? So let's go further. They have lost, who is they? The West. They have lost the power of attraction and rule over the blacks of Asia. And in their frenzied effort to restore it, they are now running all over the world trying to deceive the black nation so as to allow them to continue their wicked rule of injustice. So China is kind of belligerent. We the 36 bases in Japan is not enough. We need to open up 7 more bases. 40-some bases in logistical centers in South Korea is not enough. We need to build a couple more bases. We need to deploy 50,000 troops is not enough. We need to deploy 100,000. We need to put our 60 to 80% of our advanced weaponry in Asia now goes to the Philippines. We need to have more war games to demonstrate our resolve against China. What did the Honorable Elijah Muhammad say? They have lost the power of attraction and rule over the black of Asia. And in their frenzied effort to restore it, they are now running all over the world trying to deceive the black nation so as to allow them time to continue their wicked rule of injustice. So what America says, we will still be the dominant power in the foreseeable future in Asia. Right? This started in 2016, right? What chapter is this? The 16th chapter of what? I'll say that's right. So we're looking at this. And we can see this in words and in numbers and events. and we can point to it, and we can show you without a shadow of a doubt that America is the bloodshedder, the peacebreaker, the messmaker. But her time is up, and she's grasping for straws. She's trying to divide the Asiatic nations. Why? Because Muhammad says it is the Asiatic nations who are the ones laying her low. She's no fool to this. She's no fool to it. So, as I said before on one show, if it is the Asiatic nations who are the ones doing this, how can they just do this militarily when America still has military power and prowess? There must be a concerted and combined effort politically, militarily, and economically to expose her hypocrisy and the policy to make the whole world forsake her, and then to move against her dollar and then rebuff her military aggression against them after the move against the dollar. This is what is going on right here, right now, and you see it in living color. The panic is on. Economic and geopolitical black swans are everywhere. And you're getting the whimp of it. You're getting to see it, right? Isn't it beautiful to be a follower of Elijah Muhammad? Smile. You know it is. Let's move a little further, black man and black woman. I want you to pay close attention to this. This is about a three-minute clip. And I want you to listen to this. As Blog Talk allow us to play it, if they allow. Now it's slowing
down. Well, I wonder, you know, we were talking about this in pre-interview. I called you know, the night before the interview and said, hey, what are you doing? He said, I don't know, you know, just doing a few things. I said, I was out shopping. He said, are you getting a final few last provisions, you know, just in case? Which is not so, I mean, I know you're laughing, but actually, yes. Yes, I keep everything fluffed up.
Right.
I mean, I don't mean to sound like, a crazy person, but maybe I know too much. I mean, this is what people ask me constantly. They say, would you please ask your guest, you know, what's it going to look like for the little guy? And I ask that a lot. I don't get very good answers. I think you can give a better one. What's it going to look like for the little guy if this this Roman candle of derivatives goes off and you, 48 hours later, the whole world's changed, according to you? What's it look like in your mind?
Well, understand that the world runs on credit. Everything you do has to do with credit. As an exercise, wake up in the morning and don't even have to do it all day long. Just wake up in the morning, and from when you wake up until noontime, whatever you do, think and wonder if what you're doing could be done without credit. And I guarantee you, pretty much everything that you do involves credit, including flushing the toilet. I mean, utilities are run on credit. Everything is run on credit. And credit is, that's what the problem in the world today is too much credit, and much of it is bad. Much of it is unpayable, will never be paid. So credit is the problem. And the world for the little guy is going to complete, well, for everyone, is going to completely change, where you're going to need to become self-sufficient as far as food, maybe for water, maybe for electricity, who knows. But your trip to Walmart or the grocery store because you forgot a loaf of bread, food and goods are not going to make it to store shelves. Think about the loaf of bread. There's 7, 8, 10 different uses of credit between the farmer, or actually the seed, between the seed and the loaf of bread. There's probably 8 or 10 uses of credit. If one of those credit events breaks down, that loaf of bread's not going to get to the store. And I submit that it's probably 90% or more of the credit at some point in time is going to cease.
So, when Muhammad says, do for self, unite and do for self, go to the farms, right? Go to the land and build up farms, right? This is the number one priority for a nation, is to get the farms, right? You mocked him in that time when he was telling you this. He gave you an opportunity to do these things, right? And when you rejected this, when you rejected that opportunity, God took him out of your midst. And he's now showing you what your rejection. You say, well, I didn't reject it. No, but you are a direct result of the rejection. So now you must see, look at Chicago, those children being slaughtered in the street. They didn't have anything to do with what their parents did, but they're paying the cost for their rejection. Muhammad says, oh, Chicago, you city of hypocrites. This is what Muhammad talked about. And he said that he pray Allah lift you up and put you into a lake. And he wasn't talking about Lake Michigan. And that you would catch hell for your rejection of him as a divine messenger. He said he had been in your city and you rejected him. When he said those things, you mocked him. Look at Chicago today, a war zone. You'd be better off walking through Kabul or Mosul or, Idlib in Syria. You'd be better off walking through there. This is the ramification of the rejection of God's word, God's man in the midst. There are ramifications. There are these things called rules and laws, which cannot even be broken by you because God set them up at the very base of his own creation. You don't get to break them. You don't get to discard these things. These things must come about if we are to have justice. If the heavens and the earth were created in truth, then truth must prevail at all costs. Is that not right? Is that not right? But for some time, falsehood and deceit had been prevailing for a little while in this vacuum of our history. So now that truth is on the scene, we see what? An inflection point. Well, one arc separates from another arc, and one is pushed down, and the other one ascends upward, right? The truth ascends upward, and the falsehood is being pushed down. And this is causing the panic that is on. And this is what we're seeing, the economic and geopolitical black swans, which are everywhere. Isn't that beautiful? So, we're looking at God bring about justice through the ushering in of judgment. I'm telling you, when you understand these things, it's beautiful. It is very beautiful, as the messenger say, because we all don't understand. But if you keep coming to the Star and Crescent Report, and you keep going over to the Hiram 1555 blog, by the grace of God, you will be enriched, because what we are teaching you is exactly what the messenger of God has taught. And we're giving it to you in real time, real terms, so that you can do a connection with what you see out your window, what you see in your pocket, and what God said he would do. All right? Let's go to our next clip, Black Man and Black Woman, because time is of the essence. I see time winding down. So, listen to this right here. And I want you to see, before we go into this, remember when, I want to refresh your memory. Back when Elijah Muhammad was speaking about all of these things that you hear, about the gold being gone, about the collapse of the dollar, about 1965 and 66 would be fatal years, proved to be fatal years for an ushering in of the fall of America. I remember one so-called Muslim who now is one of the greatest advocates of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He wasn't that a few years ago. Well, I won't put him on blast today, but if he opened his pie hole, I will. But they all could not understand that thing. They didn't understand it. When they look at some of these things, some people say, well, it's outdated. He was saying this back. No. It's not outdated. This wisdom will go on in perpetuity. And all you have to do is look close enough to the events that took place in the time that he's mentioned, and you'll see the truth of it. And as we said, who would have known that in 65, that America, in 66, America would rob the silver coins of silver. And this is being talked about over and over today, which had a effect which caused Nixon later on to remove the world off the gold and silver standard in 71, which really ushered in the fall of America. And so Mr. Holter says, now, it's not a matter of if, that's not even a question anymore, but when. He says it's a mathematical certainty that these events will happen. What did Elijah Muhammad teach us? Islam is mathematics, and mathematics is Islam. Why? Because the two are equal truths that can be proven at no limit of time, right? So we look at what Elijah Muhammad said yesteryear, and we compare it to what is being said today, and we can see what his word says are true. So it is a mathematical truth that cannot be ignored. All right? So, according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, you know, mathematical means meeting the highest standard of accuracy. That's what it means. So, when Muhammad says that America's fall was a mathematical certainty, that your redemption was a mathematical certainty, that God dealing with America and bringing her to poverty and to her knees, and that every knee will bow and every tongue shall confess that Master Farad Muhammad alone is the God that we should worship today. You doubted that. You could not see far enough down the wheel of time. And now time is making everything that Muhammad said manifest. See, it was almost like in the creation of the sun. You could not see its creation because nothing was lit up. It was dark. But God took a fire from himself out of the essence of nothingness and brought it about in the womb of the universe. As the Muhammad says, it was there, you just couldn't see. And he brought it out of nothing into something. So the words of Muhammad, he spoke these things. And now time has brought about events which not only bear witness to, but confirms every single spirit in every word that he spoke. Now, I want you to listen to what Mr. Holter has to say about this same thing, about not an if, but when. Okay? Here we go.
And point in time is going to cease.
I want to kind of bring Jim in here. Not that you're not a great guest, because you are. You're a fantastic guest. But, you know, you, Jim Sinclair, chose you to be his collaboration partner. That's why the Holter Sinclair collaboration. He's very smart. He's seen everything in the markets. Now, this is not some crazy wackadoodle. I'm held up in my mommy's basement and I'm freaking out because I'm irrational. We're talking about one of the biggest gold guys, one of the smartest market guys in the world, Jim Sinclair, talking about that this isn't a maybe, right? I mean, you're probably leaving stuff out.
No, it's no longer if, it's when. This is not a maybe, this is a mathematical certainty. Credit is going to cease, credit is going to blow up. The markets will close at some point in time. I can't tell you when. I suspect it's going to be very soon, because all these inflection points, we're at inflection points in all markets. And as I said, it's a mathematical certainty, because there are too many promises out there that can never be paid back. They can never be performed on. And like Jim says, what good is a contract that cannot perform? Or what is the value of a contract that cannot perform? The answer is zero.
It's a mathematical certainty that these things are going to happen, right? And what do they say about mathematics? It is of the highest accuracy, right? And Muhammad said, he says, you might not be able to hear me now. You might not think that I'm telling you the truth. He said, but later, time will vindicate me. Now, he didn't worry about you doubting him, because he knew that God gave him this stuff, and he said that time would vindicate him. He said, you'll see it down the wheel of time. And, oh, Elijah Muhammad said this is going to happen. It ain't happened back then. This is what fooled the people to fall for Wallace. Because what? My father said this is it. And laughing. And then the hypocrisy came out of the people. And they did not know and could not see, because there was a stumbling block spiritually before their eyes. And they could not see, and that's why you see some of them are in a rush nowadays to make up for lost time. But the scripture said that would happen. The scripture said those things. And we're looking at it happening right now. And now you're seeing time and circumstances and world events doing exactly what Elijah Muhammad said that they would do. Vindicate him on his words. And we're looking at it. You can't deny it. Look at how they're talking about the same key words that we've been mentioning for 7 and 8 years. Look at how they continue. What did Holter say? There's inflection points in every market today. You see how for so long, and you hear them say that the markets are manipulated. They're fraudulent. They're an illusion. You hear them saying that. We've been telling you. The messenger put it in one word. Tricknology. That's what it is about. And so now the truth can no longer, the falsehood can no longer sustain itself in the presence of truth. And as it is, when the sunlight shines, night is no longer able to be present. So you're seeing a separation of the arcs and the concaves. One is ascending higher and one is being pushed lower. And you're seeing an exposure that you never thought that you would see. Is that not right? You know it is. You know what I'm saying is absolutely right. It's a beautiful time to be a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And I know some of you, you take what I say and you take some of the stuff and you go and pretend like you knew this stuff, but you can't deliver it like this. This is passion. God-inspired passion to give you this truth without you looking at somebody saying, oh, that brother's great or that sister's great. No. Let's give the credit where the credit is due. The Almighty God who has come in person and his messenger, the living sacrifice for the black nation. So, with all that being said, this bears witness to the time that you better get prepared for what is coming, as Holter says. The credit will seize up. You better start preparing get your food, getting this, getting that. Muhammad put it like this. Join up with me on the Decent and Sensible program beginning on page 223 of this book. Get business-minded. Get a creative mind. The degree of education we have today given to us by the white man can be used effectively to go for self if we want to go for self. You do not like doing right. You do not like doing something for self. You glorify begging the white man to do for you that which you can do for yourself. Stop right there. That's why you get in a position, you get mad at this devil. I played for the Chicago Bulls for 10 years and they only offered me $5 million. Well, get the brothers who are playing on the court together and buy your own league. You tired of the NFL being racist? Buy your own league. The grass ain't green over there. But you believe so. So Muhammad says, you glorify begging the white man to do for you that which you can do for yourself. I warn you that the day is not far distant when you will be forced to do something for yourself because the white man is bound to drop you. Is that not what's happening? Look what's going on. The job shutting off left and right, isn't it? Pigeons being destroyed left and right, aren't they? Businesses shuttering it and going overseas left and right, aren't they? Poverty is growing, isn't it? Homelessness is exploding, isn't it? The wealth-poverty divide has exploded, hasn't it? And he says, and that he knows, but he is not telling you. He is allowing you the chance to make a fool of yourself and be caught at that time like a grasshopper who enjoyed summer weather. But cold weather kills the grasshopper. It freezes him to death because he has no house to lodge in. This is what's going on. The whole of America is shutting down. She has no manufacturing capacity. I was listening to an interview the other day also when they were talking about America has little to no economic manufacturing capacity. After World War II, she had the greatest manufacturing capability in the entire world. As a matter of fact, her manufacturing capability was greater than the entire world put together. This is why she was able to come out and put Europe in debt. This is why she was able to come out and put other nations in debt. Because she fronted them, as they say, credit to rebuild and fronted them things that she would manufacture. But today it is absolute, and she had surpluses. Now, today is absolutely reversed. She's nothing but deficit spending, deficit spending, deficit spending. She has no manufacturing. 95 to 98% of all goods that are sold in America are produced in China. China is the manufacturing place of the world. China has surpluses. China has currency reserves. China has the largest gold and silver reserves, even though they don't admit it. So things have turned upside down. And Muhammad says that the power would go from west to east. What are we looking at? And Muhammad says that God would raise up the east to help you, to help free you. All right? And what are you looking at today? I'm just talking to you. That's your brother talking to you. I'm just throwing stuff out there so you can see what's going on. Because sometimes we don't weigh these things. They're clear, but we don't weigh them because we're arrogant. Now, we're in a position that America is going down. She's going under, black man and black woman, and you've got to recognize that. Now, as the Quran says, ooh, woe is me, would that I had taken my way with the apostle after right guidance had come to me. So we're trying to guide you rightly to make a choice between heaven and hell, truth and falsehood, life and death, because heaven is here if you accept it, and if you reject the hell that these people has put you in mentally and spiritually, and in the confines of materialism, because as long as you look through the lenses of materialism, you can never truly be happy. You've got to look through your spiritual eye to see the heaven that God has placed before you. But as long as you follow in that Eurocentric mind, you can never fully be happy. You're always chasing wealth. You're always chasing this image that you're projecting upon the people that you want people to think you are. Don't have $7 in your wallet and you on Facebook trying to pretend like you just bought a house. The madness of this thing, that's the deception that the white man put in you. And this is why the whole world is panicking. But it's all coming out in the open because this is the day of the manifestation of defects. This is the day that God is operating on a nation. Muhammad says, oh Allah, operate on that nation, on the nation. Take this devil germ out of us. So to do that, there must be a purification process. So God is using the scalpel, and he's cutting you precisely and removing the germs that were put into you. But you must go through all of these things in the process. You must. So, again, brothers and sisters, it's 3 minutes. Can I have a few more minutes of your time since the devil cut us off last time? Can I have a few more minutes? Because I want to talk to you for a few minutes. Because we might do the show Thursday and the devil might cut us off. And I also want to say this while it's on my mind. I was listening to, and I really don't go through the archives and listen to the shows, but I was listening to a show the other day, and I didn't know it was a part one and a part two. I'm going to have these shows for you either this week or next week. I want to play these shows for you, and I want you to listen to these shows because you would think that they were being done live. They are so powerful that you would think that they were recorded when you're listening to them when I put them on air. And you'll hear what I was saying 2 years ago. You'll see it in the news today. See, this vindicates the show. This vindicates Elijah Muhammad. This vindicates truth. But, again, give me a little time with you all before you let me go off the air, okay? I want to go to something. I want you to listen closely to what Mr. Holter says about the situation that America is in with her debt. Okay, this is 2 minutes and 22 seconds.
You know, I've asked this question from other people, and they, no, the U.S. will never default on its debt. And I got to tell you, Donald Trump, I mean, he, if you look, I'm watching this, I brought this up before, I was watching this thing where in the 80s he was the man, he became a brand, and in the 90s he got in big trouble. I mean, he made the Forbes 400 list, and then boom, he was teetering on insolvency. He goes to all the banks in the 90s and cuts a deal and says, here's what I need, and if I go under, you're going to look bad. You're going to get killed. Well, they made a deal with him, and he cut the debt. And that is in his gene pool. And I am thinking to myself, you know, is he going to, because everybody I ask this, the experts I ask it, oh, no, America will never default. And I'm going to ask you, will America default on this debt in some way? Print money, say we're not going to pay, hold to maturity, or is America going to default on its debt in some way, in your opinion?
That's a mathematical certainty. There is no way that the debt and the promises can be paid back. We're over 100% debt to GDP. That's on books debt. And if you went back 20 years or 25 years, you'll know that once a country got to 100% debt to GDP, that was banana republic land.
And we're over 100% debt to GDP.
Yeah, we're 105% or something like that, and that's just on books debt. That's not future promises. And actually, the answer to your question is the U.S. has already defaulted actually twice. They defaulted in 1933 when they called the gold in from the population. And they defaulted again in 1971 when they told foreign nations that they would not honor $35 in exchange for 1 ounce of gold. They shut the gold window. That was a default.
And, you know, you brought up the $200 trillion. That's Lawrence Kotlikoff at Boston University economics professor. And he says that's an easy number to get to. I mean, that's just GAAP, G-A-P, not G-A-A-P.
Sure.
He said that is just, there's the taxes, here's what you said you're going to give out.
Right.
He said that's a simple number. That's not a wild number. You say $200 trillion, what? Huh? Say what? That's everything. That's all the commitments. That's everything that they have to do. So that's
right.
A real number just to let people know that you're not just pulling that out of thin air. That's
no.
Real number
right.
By... real people. And then so
we're looking at what he said, and we're trying to get an understanding of what he means. Now, he says when a country reaches over 100% of GDP to debt to GDP, they are considered banana republic land, right? Now, this is what they usually reserve for what they call third world nations. But Mr. Holter says that America has been a third world nation. She said she is a banana republic. And so has Jim Rogers. So has Gerald Celente. They're saying that America, this is why she's fighting like hell, to keep the illusion up that she's a wealthy nation. All right? She's a banana republic. There's a mathematical impossibility for her to pay back the debt. There's a mathematical certainty that she will default. She has defaulted. And he mentioned some extreme dates that you should take note of. He says America has already defaulted on her debt twice. 1933. 1971. What's significant about those two dates? 1933 is when the Messenger Elijah Muhammad really went full blast in his mission to deliver the truth to the so-called American Negro. 1933. Now, 1971, Messenger Muhammad had told us that America would take the world off the gold and the silver standard, and this would usher in the fall of not only America, but England also. Right? That's page 87. Chapter 20, Fall of America. Is that not right? These are two dates that will live in infamy, right? Is that not right? That's what the white man like to say. All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So we're hearing Bill Holter bear witness to Elijah Muhammad. We're seeing time vindicate Muhammad's teachings. And yet you still have any doubt. You're a fool on top of a fool. Because it's so clear. It's crystal clear. And the things will become more expensive as inflation sets in. The times will become harder. As a matter of fact, I'm going to play this clip real quick. This is a clip from Mr. Holter, and they're talking about $80 cups of coffee. You understand? I want you to listen. And they said this in passing, but it caught my eye, and I said, I got to play this for them. Listen to this. This is 2 minutes. All right? Here we go.
Real people. And means that the, you know, is the stock market, a lot of people think that the stock market is going to go to 30,000 and or it's going to go to 40,000. Some people think that. I don't see how the stock market, we're going to get this big conversion from debt, from bonds, which is unpayable. It's going to be converted into equity. How can unpayable debt be converted into equity? I mean, how can something worth nothing be turned into something that's worth something? Would you please tell me that?
Well, Greg, the stock market, that's a difficult one to call. From all historical valuation levels, we're as high as we've been. I mean, we're back to the dot-com boom of year 2000 days. We're at those levels. So the stock market is clearly way, way, way overvalued. But the big caveat is if we go into hyperinflation, you could see the stock market at 300,000. You could see it at 3 million and still have lost 50% of your purchasing power. And I'm using the number 50% because typically if you look at countries that have gone into hyperinflation, their stock market at the very beginning immediately panics, maybe drops 30-50% or more. But then all of a sudden it starts to take off and it starts shooting upwards. The thing is, it doesn't shoot up as quickly as the currency drops. So
the stock market could be 40,000, but that cup of coffee is $80.
Right, exactly. Your purchasing power in a hyperinflation, the Dow could go to a very high number. But if history is any guide, typically the stock market will lose half of its purchasing power versus goods in a hyperinflation.
And
so, you see what they're telling you? They're telling you prepare for $80 cup of coffee. Come on. get you a jar of coffee for a buck. Or you can get you those with, eight packs in there for a buck. They're telling you to prepare for $80 coffee, cup of coffee, one cup. So they're telling you that hyperinflation will be a beast when it comes. But Mama says, this means we have 100% what? Inflation. If you have 100% inflation, what does that mean? You have hyperinflation. This is what Muhammad was telling you in a book called Fall of America. On page 87, he said these things after America robbed her currency of silver and gold. Matter of fact, let's go back to that again. 87, he says, the pound has lost 50% of its... Well, let's rewind it a little bit. Listen to what he says when we go back to that fall of the dollar and how it ushered in the fall of America, and the fall of England. He says, the English pound and the American dollar has been the power and beckoning light of these two great powers. But when the world went off the gold and silver standard, the financial doom of England and America was sealed. Stop right there. Listen, America is an extension of England. England is the mother of America. Both of them are the children or the daughters of Babylon. And they seem so wealthy and so powerful. But God says, sit down in the dust. There is no throne for thee anymore. So he says that the wealth would be siphoned from them. They would be brought down to nothing for the entire world to see. So Muhammad goes further and says, the pound has lost 50% of its value. America's dollar has lost everything now as power backing for a currency, which was once bagged by gold for every $5 note and up, and all of her currency was bagged by silver for a $1 note and up. Stop right there. Now, he's talking about this in the 60s and the 70s, right? Everybody else is now jumping on the bandwagon in the 2000s. So that shows you that he was a forerunner, right? Before Celente ever uttered a word. Before Jim Rogers ever said a thing. Before Peter Schiff ever opened his pothole. Elijah Muhammad was giving you this information. He goes further and says, but today, the currency of America is not bagged by any sound value, silver or gold. The note today is something that the government declares that they will give you the value in return, but does not name what that value is. But they definitely are not bagging their currency with silver or gold. This is the number one fall. And it is very clear that the loss of the power of the American dollar means the loss of the financial power of America. This is what Russia and China are saying. And then it says, what will happen since there is no sound backing for her notes? We do not know. What should we expect in the next 12 months? Under the fall of the power of America's dollar. This means that we have 100% inflation, right? That's what you're talking about, $80 cups of coffee, right? That's what you're talking about, hyperinflation. This is what you're looking at. And the thing will only get worse because the system is a whole, it's a fraud, it's a Ponzi scheme. It was put together with spit, chewing gum, and glue. And it can't weather the storm. It's falling apart. And anyone with common sense sees this, but you, the so-called American Negro, are dumb, and you don't want to accept the truth because the truth is against you acquiring the wealth of your slave master. But if you hold on and you accept the truth, you're going to have unrivaled wealth and power and success. Okay? I want you to listen to this clip here, and then we'll bring the show to a closing. All right? Pay close attention to this.
But the gold price in between you and Jim, of course, I don't know what's it going to be priced in. Is there going to be a new dollar? Is it going to be, you know, there's a talk that there's going to be by a couple of different sources that there's going to be $2. That's going to be a internal dollar, a domestic dollar, and a trade dollar.
Yeah, that's very possible. And they would not. In other words, we have to continue to trade, and obviously we have to trade now more than we ever did because we don't make everything that we use on a daily basis. I mean, we're not self-sustainable. We hardly even have a tool and die industry at this point.
Is why Trump is trying to bring jobs back and trying to bring industry back. And
right.
Right,
but that's reversing something that happened over 30, 40, even 50 years. Yeah, I mean, there's no way he can reverse what's happened many of those jobs are gone forever.
Bo Pony came out and made some hard dates for this week. I mean, he might be. The scary thing is he might be right.
Well, somebody's going to be right sooner or later. I mean, Jim Rickards has come out with, what, two dates in the past or three dates in the past, and they come and go. You just have to understand, the whole thing is a Ponzi scheme. Just for instance, if you go back for the two-week period and at the end of March, the amount of open interest that increased in the COMEX silver was like 120 million ounces, but not 1 ounce of silver increased in the inventory. And they only produce 800, the world only produces 800 million ounces. So they increased the amount of supply by 15%, but not one real ounce even came into inventory. So you just have to look at this. The whole thing is a fraud. The whole thing is a Ponzi scheme. And when it comes down, you're going to need to rely on yourself. And if you want to get capital from the current system into the next system, whenever it comes up and running, the best way to do that is with precious metals.
And you think this is, and I don't want to pin you down on a date, but the scary thing, all those guys could have been right. I mean, they could have been right. They could be right. But this is the year, right? Do you see this going past 2017 with all what's going on at this point?
Well, I didn't see it getting past the end of 2016. It could be any time. My answer to that is we should have collapsed two or three years ago. But they've with smoke and mirrors, held this thing up. It's a complete, if you want to call it hologram or shell or whatever, there's no substance behind, there's no substance underneath the real economy. The whole thing is a house of cards, and it's built on credit.
So, you hear what he's saying? Haven't I been telling you this on the show for the last 8 years? Haven't I been telling you that you better buckle up, man up, woman up, and prepare for the coming onslaught, and that you're not going to get out of this path here? The only protection that you have is in the bosom of your Lord. This is what the Bible teaches you. This is what the Quran verifies. This is what Messenger Elijah Muhammad tells us, that there's no safety zone other than in the bosom of your Lord. Why is there no safety zone? Because the entire world, not part of the world, not just America, but the entire world will be turned upside down. You will have global upheavals everywhere. And that's why they're telling you there will be global rioting and global wars and all of it. They're telling you this because the whole world must be purged from this atmosphere of Yaqub. The whole world must be purged from the corruption of his people. The whole world must be purged and made anew. So we say, let thy will be done. The will of Allah must be done. Let thy will be done. So some of us don't want this, but nothing can hinder the will of Allah. There's no nation, no combinations of nations, and no idea or combinations of ideas that can prevent the establishment and the manifestation of God's will and word in today's time. Because the time of the old God that was given 6 days or 6,000 years that academic people to live is up. And now the new God, who is actually the aboriginal God, is on the scene today. All right? And so, in going out, Muhammad says, the will of Allah is being done. He didn't say it's going to be done. He says the will of Allah is being done, meaning it is in process. It's in play. It's already in motion. The new world of Islam is coming in, not the old world. That's why you got the upheaval in the Middle East, because they want to hold on to that Prophet Muhammad said this. Prophet Muhammad didn't have no idea what was happening today. How in the world can he be the ultimate guide for us today? Surely the truth that he spoke is right. But we're in a new time, a new place of governance. We need new instructions for a new world. So he says, the new world of Islam is coming in, not the old world of Islam, but a new world of Islam. Behold, I make all things new. We are living in the changing world. The old world is going out and the new world is coming in. This is something to be happy and thankful to Allah for, to bear witness to the change of world. I bear witness to Messenger Elijah Muhammad, and brothers and sisters, I say to you with all love and sincerity, stay strong, stay true, be faithful to the cause, and remember that you have a God who will defend you if you put your trust in him with an undying love and passion for the liberation, the redemption, and the upliftment of 68 million of our kind first here in America, then the billions around the globe. Know that your little brother Rashid Muhammad loves you to life, but the love that I have for you always pales in comparison to the love that Almighty God Allah in the person of one Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praise is due forever, that Christ Jesus, that great Mahdiyah, Allah in person, and his messenger, the last and the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and that mighty, mighty, mighty nation of Islam, under their guidance, has for you. Brothers and sisters, let us unify in truth, or else you will pay the cost. As-salamu alaykum, black man and black woman.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day. That I like the